other than so many conversations with challenges of playing from behind? I feel like today when you know you're passing the baton, how much easier does that get playing from behind?
Yeah, we were limited in our pen as far as guys available. Obviously, you have Hicks, Gio, Romero down. It was good to see Stratton take the ball. I mean, as resilient as they get to be able to give us the ninth and kind of close it out. But it was good to, especially against Sandy, that's a good arm. Be able to put up a four spot in the first inning was huge. Yeah.
You've been looking for a spot for Zach, hasn't really fit. Find yourself in that game today. How well did he pitch given the circumstances, especially?
Yeah, did his job, especially for not pitching for that many days. That's tough. I mean, over the All-Star break, he kind of mimicked throwing three innings just to be able to stay in shape. But for him to go out there and give us the two that he did today, that was helpful. Yeah. Honestly, when you look at what we had available, there's a couple spots where you could have flipped it a little differently, but those were the guys that were going to have to get us to Stratton in the ninth. And is it better when you score four in the first? Yeah, it feels a lot better. But, yeah, those guys did a really nice job to get us to the end there.
Was this the offense you thought you would have when you left Jupiter that it would be dangerous up and down, there would be good depth in the lineup?
Yeah, and I feel like we've had it for a while. That hasn't been our issue. I think our guys have taken really good at-bats. If you look at that first inning, the at-bat by Goldie and then the walk led by the approach by Nolan to shoot that in the four hole there and then the homer, I mean, those are all really, really good at-bats up and down the lineup. Again, very productive. They're stringing it together against a really tough arm. Yeah.
What kind of challenge is a game like this for a catcher? And what does it say about Herrera that he's able to have here?
Yeah, he handled each one of those guys extremely well. He continues to, and if you were behind the scenes watching how much he's preparing prior to every game and asking questions and making sure he's getting with Dusty in that pitching department and then doing his video work, I mean, it's extensive. He's been super diligent, and he should be proud of that. It's a huge step for him. Yeah.
Corbin was in a bit of a cold spell in the first half. He's been hitting really well the past few.
Confidence one, and you build confidence off of having some success. So he looks calmer at the plate. He's his attempt to chase less is going to be a big contributor to that. But yeah, he's having a lot more success, and we're going to continue to build off of that for sure. Yeah.
What did you see in Dakota's approach? So many strikes. It's like almost the recipe you guys talked about in spring.
Right? Yeah. He's not a guy that's going to punch you out. I think we're pretty clear on that. So eliminating the free pass is important, and that's something that's hurt him in the past. Attack guys, get weak contact, try to be on the ground. But he did fill up the zone, which is what we needed. So pitch count was driven up a little bit. We wanted to keep him right at 65 today. So, but he did his job with those three innings. Yeah.
Is that something that is before the game, just go out, the talk is – I'll see what happens if you just throw a bunch of strikes.
Yeah, it's more of the overall approach of no free passes, like pound the zone.
Gotcha.
And he's done that in his last several outings. Yeah.
I didn't know your old situation with the bullpen also played into that.
No, that's not a conversation as far as, hey, we don't have a whole lot available. Like pound the zone is more his approach needs to be pound the zone. So, yeah.
There have been times after difficult games where you have pointed to positives that are something to build on that might show up later. Now the other side of that, what parts of this is real? What parts do you think you can like put a foothold on and say, okay, this is who we are now. This is the style of baseball we can play.
If you look at defense, I'll start with that. This is what it's supposed to look like. I think we've done a much better job on the bases of being smart and not just aggressive. There's times where we've been behind in games and you have to almost take like a passive approach just because you can't make outs. And that's hurt us as well. So I think being in every game, having a lead has allowed them to be more aggressive on the base path, going first to third. You've seen a decent amount of it over the last week or so. And our pitching is doing what we expected them to do. They're actually giving us a chance, and that's both the rotation and the pen. I mean, you talk about a group that's committed. look at, you're down however many games in the division at the moment. Look at the foul ball Goldie went after there in the ninth and tell me if these guys don't want it. I mean, you got, that's what it looks like. That's what it's supposed to look like. And we feel good about it.
Second inning up from Dakota, big part of that inning as well. A full defense, seven, give back in.
Yeah. No, you're spot on. Being able to throw up a zero the other day, there's a chance to use Stratton at the top of the lineup and not at the bottom, but it was more of just killing momentum, right? Like you score four, you give up two, and then you score again. You want to throw up a zero, and you use your guy that you feel like you can do that with. So we've done a better job of that, and it keeps momentum on your side, and guys kind of play with more confidence. That's real.
Performance kind of all over the board this season.
Who's that? Who's that?
Gorman.
Okay.
Is there a place you'd love to see him play if he's big lineup? Does he think that makes a difference for him?
I don't. I don't think it makes a huge difference. He's hit third. He's hit fifth. He can serve as protection to Nolan as he did today. You can sandwich him in between Goldie and Nolan if he's feeling really good and make sure he gets more righty matchups than left-on-left matchups. But he's done well there as well. So, I mean, no, there's not a place where I'm honed in on where he has to hit here as much as matching up according to who we're facing and kind of how he's feeling.
Yeah. Earlier today you told us the spot you wanted to use, Zach, in, and it's a spot that you never wanted to be in. So we'll make him the right guy today.
That's the only way to get through that game today.
Okay.
Yeah. And he did his job. I mean, ideally we wanted it to be clean more than anything and not come in a dirty inning. And that's why both him and Tapera are getting ready. Zach would have the next if it was clean, and Tapera would come in there against Birdie if that next guy got on. But, yeah, at the very least, we were able to give him a clean inning, which worked out.
Did that become clear after you spoke to us?
Exactly. Yeah, I was waiting on which guys were going to come out of playing catch and be available or not, and we were down quite a bit. Yeah.
What is it from Zach as far as just stuff? I mean, I know he
played well. Yeah. A lot of balls in play. But he did fill up the zone. I wouldn't judge too much of the swing and miss on the fastball or anything like that based on first time out there. After the second inning, he felt like he hit a wall, and he described it that way, or else we would have tried to sneak one more out of him. But Palante came in and did his job. Yeah.
At times this season, your starting pitchers have really struggled in the first inning, getting out of that with zeros. And lately, it's been significantly improving. Talk about with a talented top of the lineup like Miami, O'Reilly, Soler, how important it is to be able to get out of that first with zeros.
Yeah, that's a real top of the lineup. Those guys do a really nice job. They can beat you a lot of different ways. Their leadoff guy seems like it's impossible to get him out. And then the guys behind take some pretty aggressive swings and can leave the park on just about anybody. So for them to go out there and do what they did over this series was important. I think they've been doing it now for several weeks. If you look at kind of leading into the second week of July, I mean, these guys have been really good for us, and they've been consistent. And our style of play is based off of them being able to do what they've been doing. Our offense will score. So if we can stay in games the way we have, we'll keep winning.
I'm pretty sure you're a guy that doesn't focus on the standings, but you have team in front of you in the stand in Chicago. You have them 8 times in the next 11 days. How much importance does that put on this series coming?
Not that important. They're not in first, to my understanding, so it's not that important. It's any other game. I mean, we got to beat whoever's in front of us. It's not a matter of Chicago. It's just we got to win every game moving forward, and that's our mentality, so I can care less who it's against.